Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Podcast, created by Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning speaker and author, Steve's greatest passion is blending inspiration and humor to create relatable, actionable, and repeatable messages. We hope you enjoy this recording.
Hey there, my friend, Steve Gamlin here with this latest podcast recording. And what is my favorite thing to do? That's right, find cool people and talk to them. Today, I am speaking with my friend, Rachel, and I got to meet Rachel right around Thanksgiving this year when she was doing something very cool and, pun intended, very sweet. Hello, Rachel.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing just fine today. Now, we met right before Thanksgiving, and you were in the process of doing something pretty cool to help out some people in the area. Why don't you tell us what you were up to?
We were decorating and frosting 1,000 cupcakes to deliver to the homeless veteran shelters in Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
Actually, the ones in New Hampshire, I got to deliver.
Yes, you did.
When they opened the cover of that box, they went, oh, these aren't going to make it till the holiday. I said, I don't think it matters too much, but you do help these great people at the Liberty House in Manchester, New Hampshire, and also down in Mass, it's in the Worcester and Boston areas. Is that correct?
Correct.
And how long have you been doing this?
We have been at this now. This was our 11th year. Usually it was just for Thanksgiving, but this year we're able to add another delivery, and we're postponing it, but we're going to do it in February.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you were going to do them real close together right for Thanksgiving and Christmas, but now you're kind of spreading it out through the winter a little bit.
Yeah, bring some joy in February instead
there
of, you know, November and December.
They can be, Groundhog Day cupcakes or something.
Or Valentine's Day.
Or President's Day if you want to give a free cupcake to everybody who buys a new car or truck.
That's a great idea.
Not that that holiday is not already pimped out enough, right?
Right.
So you said you've been doing this now for about 11 years. How did you even get started? Where did the idea come from to kind of sweeten up the day, bring a little bit of joy and sunshine to some people who really deserve it?
It started in 2003 with just 100 cupcakes out of my kitchen. And it was just a way to show my boys, who were just one and two at the time, that you got to give back to your community. You have to thank the veterans. Thank anyone you see in uniform, and the cupcakes were easy for them to help decorate.
Yeah, you can't really mess up cupcakes as long as there's no bear spray.
Right.
And I saw the setup you had this year. Now, you also had help from a local bakery this year. Why don't you explain a little bit about that? You approached someone. Of course, this has grown and grown and grown.
It has. Each year it doubled for the first 4 or 5 years until I reached 1,000. That was my cutoff point. And this year I realized I needed to reach out and ask for help, which for me was very difficult. But I passed a bakery in Leominster, Mass. Called Auntie Ellen's, and I sent them an email, and they were very receptive to helping us and donated all of the cupcakes baked and a big tub of frosting. So we just had to put the frosting on, decorate them, and box them up.
And I saw people think, oh, I wonder how many 1,000 looks like. I saw the 1,000. It's a lot.
It's a lot. And when you're first starting out baking them, it seems like you'll never get there. But after the first hour or so, you're just in a groove, and it happens. Every year it happens. It comes together.
And you're talking to a guy who can barely get those little paper cups apart when making cupcakes. So it looked like an arts and crafts project when I got there and saw all of the different toppings, the glitter-looking sugar, and all the different themes. And, your kids, nieces, nephews, friends who were there were having a ball. Every time you brought a newly frosted tray onto the table and you said, all right, time to decorate, they just descended like vultures who didn't actually eat the stuff. But there was just so much joy in decorating them. And you did it at a VFW hall, which is doubly honoring because I got to see all the pictures and the flags and the awards on the wall. And some of these people are the ones receiving this very loving and caring gift.
Yep, they are. And the local Legion is very good about letting us use their space. In the years past, when we've had to bake them ourselves, they've let us use their kitchen, which is very helpful because we can cook about 72 at a time, as opposed to my oven at home, which only cooks about 12.
So where do you go from here? What are you looking to do in future years to kind of keep this tradition going?
We are have always wanted to expand it beyond just the local area, get other states involved, get other people involved with our mission. We kind of started saying this year until they all come home and the shelters are empty, we'll keep doing this. So, you know, it doesn't have to be 1,000. It can be 24. It can be 48. Most shelters are very receptive to anything you want to give.
Now, you've got a Facebook page that's part of your mission, correct?
We do. We're called The Cupcake Corp, facebook.com/ The Cupcake Corp, C-O-R-P. You know, we put out messages, usually, you know, around when we're going to start baking and ask for donations. It can be monetary donations. It could be a topping, frosting, cake mix, whatever you want to give. We appreciate it all. And hopefully in February, we'll be also collecting some winter items to bring down to the shelters to drop off as well.
Nice, because so many people, and I had this conversation earlier today, it's wonderful that people give at the holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas, and that's awesome. I never want to take away from that, but they sometimes forget that homelessness doesn't end at that point. Actually, here in New England, it's just getting really, really cold at that point. These programs and these people really need our help, so it's great that you're spreading it out a bit and extending the giving.
Yes, that's our, you know, and hopefully we'll be able to continue doing that every year from here on out. And who knows, maybe we'll add a third and a fourth time, once a season. That is the ultimate goal.
And you never know who you are inspiring just by doing this one time. And I discovered that this week when I just put out a little video about the Liberty House and what we're doing for a giving mission. And in the last 5 days, have collected 2 sleeping bags, about 100 toothbrushes, shampoos, toiletry items, razor blades, 3 dozen pairs of heavy woolen socks, sweatshirts, and all of this. So getting the word out there. And it doesn't mean that every person has to give a lot. Like you said, if somebody just wants to give a cake mix or a topping or a bit of frosting or the little paper cups or something.
Exactly. Or even your time. If you're around the area and want to come help us bake or decorate, that's even better. Get to meet new people, make new friends.
That's it. And that's just when you meet the coolest people, too, is when you're out giving.
Exactly. And when
people.
We deliver to the shelter, they're like, are you staying to help serve?
Sure.
We couldn't that day. It was a little snowy rain. I felt like the post office.
Yeah,
we went through rain, sleet, snow.
You get your cupcakes on time.
Yes, I did.
Awesome. Well, Rachel, it has been an absolute pleasure talking with you today and, of course, meeting you recently. And I can't wait to learn more about it. If people want to get up and like your page, would you remind us of the Facebook page address, please?
Sure. It's facebook.com/ The Cupcake Corp.
C-O-R-P. Thank you so much for all you're doing, and we look forward to talking with you again very soon.
Thank you.
Keep on frosting.
We will.
Thank you for listening. We hope Steve's message provided many pieces of motivational firewood, which you can add to the spark in your heart to create success. For more information on how to include Steve at your next event or to learn more about his personal development programs, please visit stevegamlin.com.